Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, an Odyssey sports station.
Anthony drives one high into center field. This thing is back at the wall! Gone! Roman Anthony! A two-run homer! 1-1 to Sadon. Driven high and deep. It is way! The National Car Rental sign, Rafaela, launches again.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hello, my name is Nick Stevens. Some of you might know me as Fitzy, and I would just like to say that last night, I sweet Caroline.
Oh,
it's an honest confession. I feel like this is a safe space.
Yeah. So I agree.
If there's anywhere that I'm going to admit to it, not just admit to it, but completely own it like I did in the moment amongst 35,000 other revelrous Red Sox fans as they took down the Rays 4-3, their seventh straight.
Hi, my name's Nick Stevens, and I'm a sweet Carolina.
I believe it's the first step to recovery is admitting that you sweet
Caroline.
Exactly.
That's right. Hi, my name is Stiz, and I'm going to shut down. I rail against it. I've proposed that the team actually ban it when the team is losing.
It's a good take, by the way.
Here's the question. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to WEEI Afternoons, coming to you from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is, oddly enough, would you believe this? Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including the F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. There's usually a sweet one parked right outside the
studio. I don't know what happened there.
But I saw the black curtain was drawn, so I was wondering, was somebody giving birth? Like, was there a procedure taking place?
We are in the strollers section or behind the stroller section at Fenway, so there's something to that.
Perhaps they're going to be rolling in a new vehicle to showcase here down by the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. We'll be with you today, 2 to 6 p.m. Nick Fitzy Stevens in here at the comm today alongside my Mr. Spock, Dan Ball, a.k.a. Danny Ballgame, the Ball Hawk. Andy Hart is off somewhere on a boat drinking like an absolute louse. He was rubbing it in with photographs.
Always.
In our text stream.
I know this will blow your mind. He's drinking a Miller Lite today.
No way. Probably wearing Hey Dude. Right.
That's right. See, he's on his boat. So he might even. I don't think the Flamingo's made it out today, though.
Probably
the Flamingo-y shirt.
No, but
he can only be so happy.
But as he likes to remind us, if the sun is out, the guns are out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jaylen Brown, my favorite player. I'm wearing his jersey. Anyways, we're here at Fenway, so I don't really care what he's doing.
Fenway, it's going to be a fun way today. Ted Johnson tags in at 3:00. We'll do the 3-point stance. We'll talk some Red Sox throughout the course of the day, as well as they took the first game from the Tampa Bay Rays last night, 4-3 here at America's most beloved ballpark. At 4:00, you know what that means. It's football o'clock. We'll talk some NFL, some New England Patriots, and more. 5:00, we'll mix everything up, supersize odds and ends. This is going to be a good time on ice, running you right up into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show, conveniently enough, hosted by our own Dan Ball.
How about that?
How about that?
No rest for the wicked.
You guys know how to get in touch with us. No, they're not around this.
I know I'm preaching to the choir when I tell you that. But anyways, there's a phone number that they can call.
Yeah, they can. Or they can use it to text us as well.
Yeah.
It's as simple as 617-779-7937. Your text messages will be monitored, of course, by the likes of our friends Brian Furzoco, who is back running the Twitch stream. And, of course, Stiz Grimy, a.k.a. Stanley Bruno, producer extraordinaire. And, by the way, not a lot of radio shows in town can say that their producer of the show has two names and one very interesting background in hip-hop music.
Let alone a Boston Globe feature done about them on that hip-hop background.
Let alone several horror movies none of us will see that he's had cameos in. Right, Stiz?
Shout out Bruce Campbell, though.
You know what I mean?
A couple there. Hey, by the way, who's the production assistant? Who's working alongside you today?
My boy, Brendan, B-dubs.
Good old B-dubs. Who's Brendan?
You've seen it. I'm sure I have.
God, I love Brendan. B-R-E-N-D-A-N, Brendan. Oh, what a guy. So Stiz has actually been working up based on a big story that we've had ongoing this week, Dan. You know, I'm sure you've heard about it. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening hasn't heard. Been a little bit of a feud. Mm. Been a little bit of an ongoing imbroglio. An online fracas between our podcast Zoom or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Led by the great Will Fleming, the voice of the Boston Red Sox, friend of the show, who joined us in this very studio earlier this week and dropped a bombshell on the baseball world that Rafael Devers blew off Will Clark, the legend of the San Francisco Giants, on a fielding instructional when he first joined the team a few weeks back after he was traded on Father's Day.
Now, he was definitely just telling tales out of school and telling a private story that hadn't been broadcasted before,
right? Yeah, absolutely. It definitely
That's
was,
what I was told reading the internet.
Mm-hmm. It definitely was not something that Will Clark said on his podcast called Two Dudes or what is it called?
The Deuces Wild podcast.
The Deuces Wild.
Yeah. The No Filter Network thank us for tagging them in our work from yesterday's show.
God, have they gotten some run out of us this week?
I'm telling you. Yeah.
How many more subs are there on Dudes Wild, Deuces Wild, whatever it is?
They might have doubled their current three subscribers.
From like 6 to 12.
Yeah, exactly.
God. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
That's the WEEI afternoon effect. So anyway, Will Fleming comes on, gives us this information. Of course, it actually comes from a conversation he had with Will Clark, but also was confirmed in a podcast where Will Clark said as much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Will Clark finds out that a whole big, online blank show has blown up over everything. So then he trash talks, he insults, just says all these terrible things about our friend Will Fleming. Well, now you got the East Coast versus the West Coast, and when the East Coast fights the West Coast, what do? You take it to a diss track. So now our guy, Stiz, Stanley Bruno.
Finally.
That's right.
I've been waiting for this.
His first ever WEEI afternoon rap parody will debut on today's show about the Will Fleming versus Will Clark rivalry.
I have been waiting. I've been here for about 8 months now. I have been waiting seven and a half, because it took me a little while to learn who Stiz is and peel back the onion. I'm still doing that, mm-hmm. but I've been waiting months to hear the Stiz rap debut on this show.
Let me just say, Dan Ball, prepare to be disappointed.
But also, guys, this isn't, I had to embody our guy, Will Fleming. So this isn't, me necessarily rapping. This is
all right. So you read the dictionary overnight, crushed an online course at Stanford, grew a foot tall, watched a whole bunch of baseball games, and just became the erudite, scholarly gentleman of America's pastime that he is. Correct, Stan?
That's absolutely right, Nicholas.
Yeah. And now he has a voice like butter, and here comes the 2-1, and I hate Will Clark and everything that he stands for.
Unbelievable. Wow. What a thing.
I know.
Yeah, well, the Deuces Wild podcast is welcome, and you're welcome to join the show. Like I said, it is our text line and our phone line at 617-779-7937 at any time during the show. As we always do, as we be on a Friday, we like to sort of wrap up the week, if you will, with our segment called Who Won the Week. This is our chance to figure out who was the best and the brightest of all Boston sports stars.
It's been hard
coaches,
recently.
Players. It has.
Pause. But yeah, it absolutely has been. I mean, with nobody else playing.
The eye contact on that was a little much.
I thought you'd enjoy it. With the Bruins rebuilding, the Celtics with their injuries, and with the Patriots not doing anything, mm-hmm. we've had the Red Sox to choose from. Mm-hmm. And up until about, 2 weeks ago or so, pretty difficult to try to pick somebody who was
considered a winner. Remember a few weeks back, actually, I chose nobody.
Yeah. And I chose Brad Marchand, who doesn't play for a Boston team right now.
No, he doesn't. But he certainly won the week and then some.
That's right.
So this is our chance to name a coach, a player, a trainer, whoever was tops and made the most noise, made the biggest plays in Boston sports this week. So today, Dan and I, in place of Andy, will be giving our winners of the week. Dan, why don't you kick us off today?
I would love to. I'm going with the Roman Empire and a gentleman that has been so good for the Boston Red Sox in such a short amount of time. We celebrated his 1 month anniversary here at Fenway Park a couple of days ago, being on the major league roster. That is the Roman Empire. Roman Anthony. The stats are one thing. He's hitting .414 over his last 7 days, so over the last week.
Wait, louder for everyone in the back. Huh? What again?
.414.
Wow.
On pace to break Ted Williams' average record, if you know you extrapolate that over 162 games.
All he's got to do it over is the next 67 games, by the way, with last night's victory, as we update the tote board here on WEI Afternoons. Your Boston Red Sox, in order to achieve the record of 92-70, which was our show-wide, if not organization-wide, prediction for how this season would work out, they need to go 42-25 the remainder of the way. With every dub, it seems a bit more reasonable, a bit more possible.
And I want to pause my soliloquy to have you tell yours, because you were boots on the ground yesterday at Fenway.
Yes, I was.
I was
ass in the seat, boots on the ground, beers in the hand.
I could feel the best way to watch a game, especially the last part. I could feel, even watching the television, that there was a shift in the energy when the Red Sox started to mount their comeback, and maybe a little bit more belief. But what did you feel when you were here yesterday compared to maybe what you saw when you were here in June?
Complete difference.
Yeah.
Night and day. Last night, there was a legitimate, call it buzz, din, a palpable energy. Everybody arrived with an expectation. Now, I'm not going to say that everybody walked in and, you know, there was a 2007 Patriots like, I'll show up. The game's already over, but I'll just show up, you know, fulfill the obligation and enjoy a couple of hot dogs and beers and a tailgate before and after. No. People walked in hopeful, optimistic. And when you're hopeful and you're optimistic, that energy sort of starts to swell and grow. Nobody was, groaning with every strikeout, because Taj Bradley was
fantastic.
Dealing last night.
Yeah.
We'll get it when we recap the game at 2:30. We'll get a little bit more into that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tampa Rays, for making the switch that you did.
That's the Kevin Cash special, by the way.
What the hell was Cash? I'll get into that later.
Yeah. But
it was fun from the get-go, from the first pitch from Jump Street. Sure, you know, there was the ooh and especially, you know, when Junior Caminero hit his home run and it hit the National Rent-A-Car sign as it was ascending.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hit balls much harder than he hit that.
Yeah.
But still, there wasn't a resignation. You didn't see people getting up and leaving. Like, the place was packed all the way till the final strikeout by Chapman. Like, it was, what a joy. That's twice in a week now that I've been here for high energy baseball experiences. The Savannah Bananas last Sunday, and now Sox Rays on a Thursday night. I'm feeling like you can't have much better energy. You can't be more excitable heading towards the All-Star break than Sox fans are now. And I understand most of this, yes, Ted Johnson, who can once again come in and rain all over our Red Sox parade at 3 o'clock. But you can't be riding a better surge of goodwill, optimism, and emotion that the Red Sox have been. You know, winners of 7 in a row, 9 of their last 10. They're 9-1. Hot in a $2 pistol, kid, and they're climbing their way up the wild card rankings, up the AL East, and back into the relevant dialogue, the space that they should occupy at this point in the summer.
And I feel like the same reason why you're feeling that kind of hope and optimism is also the same reason why you were getting such vitriol in weeks past.
Right.
There were such high expectations for this year. We had people saying they were going to, 92 wins was one thing. We had people saying, oh yeah, Red Sox and Rangers in the ALCS this year. With zero games of Crochet as a Red Sox, zero games of Bregman, all that crap. And so when it started to seem like it was falling apart or very much teetering on the edge, you had people giving up earlier than they did in 24, which is earlier than they did in 23, so on. So therefore, now that you're finally seeing it click, Roman Anthony's here and he's incredible. And he's gotten, the reason he's my winner, by the way, is he's been so good that he's gotten past Breslow Bott. His numbers have been so good that he no longer gets sad against lefties. He plays every single day, and it's everybody else's problem who ends up filling in the rest of the outfield. That's a winner for me. He's here. Bregman's back. Crochet's great. You have three starters who are dealing right now, and more on the way that should fill it out. So the optimism was there. The same optimism that we had in February, Fitzy, is probably what you saw manifested last night.
Yeah, because the team that we thought was going to go 92-70 was going to be led by St. Bregman at third, Rafael Devers at DH, Rafael Devers, And all he was told to do was hit, and he threw away his glove. And, of course, with it came his terrible attitude, but that's okay. As long as he mashed, everything would be fine. And Tristan Casas, Craig Breslow said, could have been capable of 110, 120 RBI season, 25, 30 home runs.
Remember that.
And Woo. Now it is a drastically different team. It
really is.
Than we anticipated.
Yeah.
You now have people like someone I'll get to in a moment taking off and becoming a star in front of our eyes. The Roman Empire is being built in front of our eyes like a DIY home you can order from Amazon.com. Marcelo Meyer is fighting off any overtures by the organization to perhaps send him back down for a little more seasoning at AAA. Romy, my homie. You got Romy playing second base. Like, you've got these guys playing first and second and third and DHing and doing everything that Alex Cora wants them to do. Willy Abreu's doing a great job as well. Narvaez, perhaps the most pleasant surprise of the first half of the season. These Red Sox are becoming a very feel-good story. And we thought it was going to be not just a great story, Stiz, but a feel-good story. Because a month ago, we thought they were going to be the tragedy of the Boston sports scene in a complete waste of time as far
right.
as the MLB landscape.
Right, right.
And instead now, they're the talk of the town, and I think the talk of the league.
And this town is dying. Not even for a World Series. We've seen a couple of those. It'd be nice to have one.
Playoff
baseball at Fenway. Yes. Playoffs at Fenway Park. Mm-hmm. That is the barrier for entry felt so low for mm-hmm. a successful season in 2025. And yet it still felt like in, I don't know, act two of this season, because our act one was excitement and then act two was 50 feet of crap and then us, to quote Moneyball. Mm-hmm. And now we're kind of in act three, and you hope that this is sustainable after the All-Star break, because the one thing that gives me worry, and this is where I kind of where I don't side more with Ted, but I understand his pessimism. This is the exact same thing that happened last year.
Skeptically optimistic, as he likes to put it.
Absolutely. And properly, what was it? Efficiently loaded. What were we putting on our t-shirt?
Appropriately loaded.
Absolutely.
Appropriately loaded.
Yes. And proof of concept. Our sayings continue to
last
add up.
Last year it was full throttle. We are appropriately loaded.
That's right. So my winner of the week, that is a long way to say Roman Anthony with a sidecar to you for having two great nights at Fenway. But who is your winner of the week?
That's a hell of a winner of the week right there for you. This kid is now batting .263 on the season. He's got how many? Wow, look at this. What a season. He's only got 2 home runs, 13 RBI, 26 hits on the young season, 16 runs scored. I'll tell you what, he's not Jaron Duran fast, but dude can scoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was being extremely hyperbolic, therefore just being myself, earlier this week when we were talking to Will Fleming, and I said he looks like he could be a combination of Fred Lynn and Bryce Harper, just built for this, meant to be a ball player. Looks like he was carved out of the same wood that made the Savoy Special and Wonder Boy. Like, this kid belongs in baseball. And that's what the story of the season is becoming. The young guys are taking over in front of our eyes. Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, and a huge pleasant surprise, in my eyes, the winner of the week, Sedan Rafaela,
yeah.
whose name, by the way, my computer would like me to try to spell correctly once.
Ah.
And I cannot. I always forget that there's 2 D's, 2 N's, and only 1 F and 1 L in his last name. I have spelled it so many different ways that autocorrect on my phone has just been like, I give up. That's fine. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's the close enough.
Holy,
I'll give you a B and we'll
right,
move
that's
on.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. This guy has just come, I won't say from out of nowhere, but we weren't sure earlier in the season where he was ultimately going to play. Would he be in center field? Would they possibly kick him into second base? Could he just become, given his incredible physical abilities, the super sub on the team? It turns out this is a team full of super subs. The Romys, the Toros, and more. Sedan Rafaela has now not only played, and let me tell you, when you're there at the ballpark and you watch a ball get hit deep into the left center alley or get hit deep to right field by the bullpen, where obviously if it kicks around, it could be trouble, possibly
right,
leading
right.
to an inside the park. The way he glides effortlessly to the ball. He is such a natural born center fielder. I think you are looking at your center fielder, not of the present and the future, for years to come. He's just such a great fielder. And at the plate, he's mashing right now. Home runs in 3 straight games, therefore 3 of his last 5 games. 2 RBI last night on the double that put the Sox ahead. So he had the GW RBI. Everything has come together for him at the right time. And so now, when you add him to Meyer to Anthony.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Anthony, you legitimately have a trio. This is your trio that you weren't expecting. This is the youth movement on this team. Can't believe that Jaren Duran, all of 28 years old, is like the veteran young guy looking in from the out, and we'll get to what's going to go on with him later on in the show, but Rafaela is just, he is an absolute bottle rocket right now, and one of the players that not only has been leading the charge for the resurgent Red Sox, 9-1 in their last 10, but also to me, the winner of the week. This kid belongs.
No question he does. And the Red Sox gave him a pretty impressive vote of confidence at the beginning of the year. You're moving an MVP candidate, a top 10 player in baseball, out of center field in order to play Seydon Rafaela every single day.
Duran say, that's okay, I don't mind just watching my
guy
catch everything under the sun?
Which I feel like to us at the time just felt like, all right, he's being a good leader, he's being a good kind of face of the franchise, but there's no way it's actually going to come to fruition. He is the best statistical outfielder in baseball in terms of outs above average. And I think we knew that that was part of his game. We knew he had that Jackie Bradley-esque range and ability to kind of cover the vast outfield. The question was, would he ever mature enough in his at-bats not to swing at the first two pitches regardless of where they were and automatically be down two strikes?
Play discipline has been a huge, huge...
The change in approach, I feel like, Fitzy, to your point, has unlocked what we are now seeing from this kid. He is unbelievable. As your nine hitter, to flip the lineup around, I love that.
A nine hitter who, by the way, right now leads the Red Sox with a 3.8 war. That is like Mookie Betts level good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to say that the Red Sox have stumbled into their Mookie Betts replacement, because there is no such thing as replacing one of potentially the greatest players in your franchise's history who now patrols every position that the Dodgers and Dave Roberts ask him to. But that said, the numbers on the year, guys, 300 at bats, 82 hits, 12 home runs. He's batting 270. He scored 53 runs on the season, 12 stolen bags, an OPS near 800. And like you said, peerless in center field right now. Did you just also drop was that outs above average?
Yes, little outs above average. It's better than my ex-WOBA that I brought up a couple weeks ago.
Ex-WOBA. And what's your favorite of all Dan Ball's nerd stats, Stick? ex-WOBA? I mean, doesn't it feel like half the time he's just making this jazz up?
It's possible.
My favorite is not BABIP, but it's Andy's version of BABIP, which is BISPA. That would be
the
my
hell
favorite
is BABIP?
Of batting
Isn't
average.
That like the Korean steak noodle dinner ish.
No, I if like you that said, better. BABIP? I like that better than the, batting
the,
average on balls.
Yeah, bibimbap.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you, set on Rafaela's bibimbap.
The blue plorp is just off the charts.
I know all of these. What was bit? You know, like it makes you kind of almost want to harken back to the days of old. Like, how did people quantify baseball before there was ex-WOBA, BISPA, bibimbap, war, and everything else? Like, what did you, like, you literally, like, on base percentage was barely even considered. Obviously, OPS was, I feel like OPS was the tipping point. Whenever OPS became the big thing around the time of Moneyball, then we went nerd central, and now I feel like there's, you know, no point of return. We're not going to have, like, there'll be no EMP that resets the standard of how stats are kept in baseball.
As much as there should be, because we've definitely gone too far. And I know I'm the mouthpiece on this show for having gone too far in stats. Right. So I'm kind of eliminating my own usefulness on this show by saying that. But I think that was such an element of frustration with Red Sox fans and baseball fans is I don't think they're actually watching these games when they're putting this roster together, putting the lineup together, or making in-game decisions. They're just having a computer spit out BISPA and BIPBORP and whatever we're talking about, and that's how we make our decisions. It 1,000% has gone too far, but is kind of fascinating. It helps make an argument. Like, the more obscure stat you go to, the better it is to make whatever argument you're trying to make.
And it's kind of funny because you're like, as somebody who like lives and dies by these stats, but has told us that we've gone too far and there's no point of return. You're like the scientist saying like, oh, AI will completely undo all of us. Here, now allow me to show you its, you know, its functionality and why it's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it useful to at least be, you know, somewhat fluent in it, but I'm not somebody who's making decisions on behalf of a multi-billion dollar organization and what happens on the field or off the field there. So I could spout it, but I'm not the one that's actually telling you that Zidane Raphaela should play or not.
No, you are quickly just turning into the Zidane Raphaela of our radio show and this radio station as filling in all...
Thank you, Ron Burgundy. Oh, that was a compliment in there. So I'm used to Andy say, you know, wrapping a compliment in an insult. So I'm still getting used to just a compliment as it's stated to me.
Yes, he is the Zidane Raphaela of wrapping compliments and insults as well. So there you go. There are winners of the week. Roman Anthony for Dan Ball. Zidane Raphaela, however you want to spell it. He is one Raphaela of a ball player. 617-779-7937 if you'd like to. If I get one Price is Right losing horn before we get to our first trend, I've done my job.
It's going
to
be a good day.
It's going to be a very good day. Ooh-wah, ooh-wah, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right, 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number. Oh, and by the way, we can all agree that the loser of the week was Will Clark.
God, that guy sucks.
Our overtures to him have continued to go unanswered. Will Clark. Why do you back down from the challenge? Why will you not entertain us? Why
will the thrill, like will the pill?
We've DM'd, we've tweeted, we've done everything we can.
Well deserved and well earned.
So come on, yeah, the invitation is open. Slide on in, Will Clark. We will have you anytime. 617-779-7937. When we come back, we'll actually talk a little bit more about last night's thrilling Red Sox come from behind victory. And while it is a dub like the previous six, when they took it to seven last night, it felt different. And I think you, Red Sox Nation, should take confidence in that. But first, let's catch you up on everything trending in the wide world of sports with Dan Ball.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Red Sox have won seven games in a row. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 at Fenway last night. Chris Murphy with the win in relief, and Aroldis Chapman with his 16th save. Game two of that series is tonight. First pitches at 7:10. Hunter Dobbins returns to the big leagues to start this evening. He'll face Drew Rasmussen on the mound. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with myself, Dan Ball, is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. And from last night, the Red Sox have reportedly optioned infielder David Hamilton and reliever Isaiah Campbell down to AAA Worcester, making room on the roster for Dobbins and third baseman Alex Bregman. We call him Saint, but his real name is Alex. The Celtic Summer League slate begins today with a game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 4, and the game will be televised on NBA TV. The Revolution visit Austin FC on Saturday night. Kickoff is at 8:30, and the field has been set for the 2025 Home Run Derby in Atlanta. The eight contestants are Ronald Acuna of the Braves, Byron Buxton of the Twins, Junior Caminero of the Rays, Jazz Chisholm of the Yankees, O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates, Cal Raleigh, Big Dumper of the Mariners, Brent Rooker of the Athletics, and finally, James Wood of the Washington Nationals. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.